by posting a
Recording in
copy of the notice in
progress.
a municipal building, a municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made, all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion of remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should be asked any and all questions they may have during the period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on any individual phone line or login user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw? Council President Erin?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Number five, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
No add-ons on council president.
Yeah, I see none. Number six, open to the public. Open to the public comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda item. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. If you wish to speak at this time, please, for the public, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me? This is Pratik from 29 Redbud Road.
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just have a couple of questions. You might want to write it down on item number 15. Starting with number B, reading of that budget, I don't know where or do you allocate a time, an hour before you pass the budget, where there is a public feedback number, that was for number B. And where can I find the copy of this budget for CY 2023? Number I, what is this program, Defense Logistic Agency, that you want to build over here? That's on number I. Then number J, where it says authorizing or waiving some late fee payments. Is that for everyone or for select few, and for what reason? And then I have number NN. There was some settlement about litigation. I don't know what that litigation was, so probably you need to understand that a little bit better. And what I would like to propose also for council members is to take some time when the budgets are rolled out to come in their ward and host the meeting in some space or allocate a time before combined budget is presented, because I don't see that any councilman actually comes into the neighborhood or visits the area to see what's going on. Or at least if they are coming, then nobody knows in the neighborhood. So that's another fact. So at least when they are coming around, they will see the roads and the infrastructure, what's going on in the town. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll take the questions from the top. For resolution B, what that does is it authorizes the clerk to read the budget by title only, which is something that's required by state law. The budget was introduced about 6 weeks ago. It was available in the clerk's office, and it was available online on our website. It's been there for us since its night of its introduction. We also do have a public hearing on it tonight. That allows the police department to apply to get any stuff from the federal government that the defense department either wants to give away or sell cheaply. And it's required by the Middlesex County prosecutor that we pass that annually. For Jay, the late fees was a very select number of people. Unfortunately, we had a problem with mail delivery when the sewer bills were due. And the post office unfortunately didn't deliver mail for about 5 days. So these people's bills were mailed on time. They were postmarked on time. They were just not delivered to us. So we did not charge them any late fee. So we're just codifying that tonight. And Raj, can you take NN?
Yeah, I'll take that one. This is just in regard to a contract that the township had a couple of years ago. The vendor didn't put in a change order in time before we closed out the contract legally. We weren't able to pay them out once the contract was closed. So this is just a settlement of that amount due.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Brian Reck, 1247 Brookside Road. My question is on item JJ. What sort of surveillance equipment are you installing? That was it. Thanks.
We're putting up security cameras around our parks, and we have to enter into an authorization with both PSCNG and Verizon to use their poles.
Council President, there are no other individuals remotely with their hand raised.
Yeah, I'm going to close the remote portion. Now it's open to the in-person attendees. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2023 Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, was introduced on the 28th day of February 2023, and it passed the first reading and was published on the third day of March 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 18, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-06.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual remotely to unmute themselves.
Yeah, this is Prithvi again. With this, I guess you call it now, you're raising the debt ceiling. And I don't think any of, at least to my knowledge, any of the residents are aware of the tax implications. The second point I would like to make is, I think this appropriations or this debt ceiling is going out of control, because you guys are not taking the income into consideration. And based on last 3-4 years of the circus that I've seen, you're busy creating $15 an hour job, but at the same time, you want to raise the debt ceiling. So I don't know what you guys are doing, but I don't have, and when I look at my property taxes, over 100 years, this is again, second time I'm saying, your property taxes over 100 years is going to cost me $700,000. $7,000 a year times 100 years, $700,000. My house value is going to be $300,000. So I don't know how you guys are financing this engineering of these numbers with all this raising the debt ceilings without public input and whatnot. Thank you.
So what this ordinance really has nothing to do with our debt limit or debt ceiling. What this does is allows the amount of money that we do not go over our cap, which we will be under the cap this year with our budget. It allows us to put that into a cap bank that could be used in future years in cases of an emergency that we would require us to go over cap in a future year. And it stays in the cap bank for a couple of years, and then you can no longer use it again. So this is something that's just required by the state. It has nothing to do with our taxes or our debt limit.
Council President, if I may, just to be very clear, our budget is our budget. We also, too, every year have to do this. And we don't actually get to have our budget really approved until the state does it. And that's, when does that happen, Tim? Like June? I mean, it should be earlier, but yeah, we're always waiting.
Yeah, we're right on schedule. We weren't allowed to introduce until the state had their budget message.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Council President, there are no other individuals remotely with their hand raised.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make comments. You may take a seat after the completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary.
Go to the podium.
My name is Kostas Efthymios. I live at 58 Curtis Avenue, Skagway. First of all, I'd like to bring to your attention, last time I was here, my district leader said that there's no one here. My presence filled the room. I suggest that the American flag should go on both sides of the.
Excuse me, this is for so number 7.
That you can look at these residents and say justice for all.
I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I have a second. Second. Cedar, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw? Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Number 8, ordinance on a second reading is bond ordinance, $2,250,000, $1,250,000, restoration and expansion of Mettler Bodine House. Is open to the public. It was a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance providing for the restoration and expansion of the Mettler Bodine House in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $2,250,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,250,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 7th day of March 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of March 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 18th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-07.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing the phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual remotely to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik Patel again, 29 Redbud Road. How much of this money is kind of, if you put two line items, how much of this money would be paid back by grant money? And when I say grant in general terms, through endowments, foundations, state grants, federal grants, community grants, and so on and so forth. And second thing is, when this bond is created, how would this be paid back? Is it by fees? Is it by, how is it going to be paid back? Thank you.
So we're very fortunate this year to get $500,000 that's going to go towards this from Congressman Pallone, and the rest of it's going to be covered by money that the township already has. So this is really just to allow us to go ahead and move the project ahead. This will have no impact on taxes.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised remotely.
I'm going to close the remote portion for the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. And this is to item number 7, number 8, ordinance on a second reading. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
I will gladly make a motion for the Mettler Bodown House. Thank you.
A second.
I'll second.
Mr. Cedar, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Erin?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing execution of financial agreement with RNG Construction Urban Renewal LLC, Block 5901, Lot 3.2310, Constitution Avenue. And this is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing execution of financial agreement with RG Constitution Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the Long-Term Tax Exemption Law, NJSA 40A:20-1 et sec, was introduced on the 7th day of March 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of March 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 18th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-08.
If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed all your comments. And this is item number 9, ordinance on a second reading.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradiville at 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, good evening. I was just inquiring as to the value of this financial agreement and what is the purpose of this financial agreement?
Okay.
So this is a redevelopment to take a building that's at 10 Constitution Avenue and to do a redevelopment there into a smaller warehouse and the affiliated things that go with the warehouse, a parking lot and loading docks. It's in an industrial zone, and there's no value at the moment, but you can certainly upward and take a look at it.
Thank you, Tim.
There are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time remotely.
I'm going to close the remark portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, say your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. And this is to item number 9. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Councilman Rouse, motion.
I have a second.
Carmichael, second.
Seated, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Erin?
Yes, item passes. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing acquisition of property portions of block 9903, lots 4.09 and 4.11. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Portions of Block 9903, Lots 4.09 and 4.11 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, was introduced on the 7th day of March 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of March 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 18th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-09.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please say your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is again Pratik from 29 Redbird Road. Can you just tell me street address? That's number one. And the second question that I have is, what public use would this land be used for? Thank you.
This is the end of, I believe, the end of Davidson Road, the cul-de-sac, where the DOT is going to give us the land. Right.
Yeah, this is that cul-de-sac that we're going to obtain the rights to that cul-de-sac.
Yeah, basically we have half the cul-de-sac. The DOT has the other half. It's sort of similar what happened up on Logan Lane by the museum, where from the Route 18 project, we had half the cul-de-sac and we finally took us years to get the other control of the other half of the cul-de-sac.
This is over on Davidson. Is this what? Oh, wow. Yeah. I know exactly where. Yeah.
Right. Where the Egyptian Coptic church is.
Oh, right. Exactly. It's just over there. So is this some land or is it just the road? It's the road. Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised remotely.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. This is the item number 10. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Cedar, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Cedar, you please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 11, ordinance on the first reading, authorizing the sale of 1762 South 2nd Street, Block 203, Lot 22, and this is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, you please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of May 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
Second.
Councilman Dennis Espinosa, second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on the first reading. Item number 12, ordinance on the first reading, amending section 2-18, Division of Police of the Township Code. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, you please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-18, Division of Police, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of May 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Carmichael.
Cedar, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on first reading. Item number 13, ordinance on the first reading, authorizing acquisition of property block 3402, lots 5.01 and 12.01. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Properties identified as block 3402, lot 5.01 and block 3402, lot 12.01 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of May 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Councilwoman Carmichael, so moved.
Do I have a second?
Second, Shaw.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 14, ordinance on a first reading, amending chapter section 4-12, rotating vehicle tow record services for the township police of the township code. There's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 4, Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 12, Rotating Vehicle Towing Wrecker Services for Township Police, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of May 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Carmichael.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on the first reading. Item number 15, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Shaw.
Do I have a second?
Second, Rouse.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 16, public hearing, fiscal 2023 municipal budget. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please say your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Pratik again, 29 Redwood Road. I haven't looked at the details of the budget, but I will. But one suggestion that I would make is I think the Hose Lane roads are pretty good, but the other roads like Sutton Lane, and they're getting into very bad shape, and I don't want it to go from bad to worse and then make a mess out of it where people just lose the joy of living. So I wasn't sure if there was any line item added to that. And the other thing is nowadays I see with the government entities, if I go to the county, they push it back to the munis. If I go back to the munis, they go back to the county, and then some of them goes back to the state. What I would like to have is somebody accountable at this council level if I pose a question that they should be able to answer within 20 days, because that's not happening today. If I call the public service department or PWD department in the township. Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road again. Where exactly was the budget posted on the website? The only thing I can find is a single page document that says resolution adopting the calendar year 2023 budget, which just gives me like 6 lines about revenue and appropriations. I don't actually see a budget here. That was it. Thanks.
Yeah, Brian, it is on the website. Gene put it on the night that we adopted the budget. I'm sitting in the council chamber, so I can't get onto my computer. So the best is to call Gene tomorrow, but Gene will also be posting the adopted budget tomorrow.
Council President, I'm asking the next person with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. This is Jessica Cradiville again at 1247 Brookside Road. I just would really appreciate you to elaborate a little bit about how somebody who's a qualified software engineer can't find your budget on your website, how that is accessible to the public to review and be able to be informed and come speak at these public meetings. If it's not accessible to somebody with the skills and savvy and expertise at using the website as Brian, I don't know how you expect other people to be able to access this as members of the public. And frankly, the answer you gave was inadequate. So if you could please endeavor to be a little more transparent, it would be much appreciated by, I'm sure, much more than just myself and Brian. Thank you.
Yeah, Jessica, sorry that you're having trouble finding it. It's been posted for 6 weeks, and we haven't received a call on it. So the clerk who has her laptop here says if you put it into the search for the 2023 budget, it comes up.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
I'm going to close the remark portion. For person in attendance, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name, and I just know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. This is the item number 16. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 17, resolution amending fiscal 2023 municipal budget.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that whereas the local municipal budget for the year, calendar year 2023, was approved on the 7th day of March 2023, and whereas the public hearing on said budget has been held as advertised, and whereas it is desired to amend said approved budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, that the following amendments to the approved budget of calendar year 2023 be made. Anticipated revenues, surplus anticipated from $12 million to $12,612. Total surplus anticipated from $12 million to $12,612,002. Miscellaneous revenues, energy tax receipts from $5,858,579 to $5,899,076. Total miscellaneous revenues from $14,771,855.73 to $14,812,352.73. Subtotal general revenues from $27,621,855.73 to $28,274,354.73. Total general revenue from $80,710,226.71 to $81,362,725.71. General appropriations, contributions to public employees retirement system, from $1,638,633 to $1,804,409. Police and Firemen's Retirement System from $3,599,468 to $4,086,191. Total general appropriation from $80,710,226.71 to $81,362,725.71. And be it further resolved that two copies of this resolution is to be filed forthwith with the Director of the Division of Local Government Services for approval.
Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Carmichael, second.
Mr. City, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 18, public hearing amending to fiscal 2023 municipal budget. At this time, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised at this time.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 19, resolution adopting fiscal 2023 municipal budget.
Be resolved by the council members of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $49,543,426.98 for municipal purposes and $3,544,944 minimum library tax. Summary of revenues, general revenues, surplus anticipated, $12,612,002. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $14,812,352.73. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $850,000. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes, $49,543,426.98. Amount to be raised by taxation minimum library tax, $3,544,944. Total revenues, $81,362,725.71. Summary of appropriations, general appropriations within CAPS, operations including contingent, $47,056,206.50. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $7,440,600. Excluded from CAPS operations, total operations excluded from CAPS, $8,542,039.51. Capital improvements, $5,300,000. Municipal debt service, $9,759,425. Deferred charges municipal, $1,100,000. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $2,164,454.70. Total appropriations, $81,362,725.71.
Do I have a motion?
Carmichael moved.
Do Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item number 20, proclamation, you drive, you text, you pay, distraction driving crackdown.
Thank you, Council President. If I may, whereas distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on New Jersey roadways, contributing to thousands of motorists, vehicle crashes, and deaths each year, and whereas distracted driving is an activity that can divert a person's attention away from the primary task of driving, including but not limited to texting, using a cell phone and smartphone, eating and drinking, and using a navigation system or adjusting the radio. Whereas all drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians deserve to live in the communities that promote safe driving behaviors. And whereas the state of New Jersey will participate in the nationwide distracted driving 2023 crackdown from April 1st to April 30th, which is underway, in an effort to raise awareness and decrease driver distractions throughout a combination of enforcement and education. And whereas the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign have resulted in significant reductions in impaired driving. And whereas a curtailment and distracted driving in New Jersey, it saves lives and on our roadway. And I therefore, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, and along with the Township Council, do by here declare support distracted driving 2023 crackdown, both locally and nationally, April 1st through April 30th, 2023. Thank you, Council.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah. Proclamation Arbor Day 2023.
Okay. Thank you, Council President. Whereas Arbor Day was established in 1872 in an effort to encourage people to practice conservation by planting trees. And whereas this holiday was the first observed by planting more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas the purpose of Arbor Day has expanded to encourage the planting and care of trees across the nation to benefit urban community, rural landscapes, and whereas raise awareness of trees and important role they play in our environment, and trees can reduce the erosion of topsoil by wind and water and cut heating and cooling costs and clean air and support biodiversity. Whereas neighborhood trees provide habitat for wildlife, beautiful parks, streets, and residential developments, and providing buffers from traffic. Township, known for its numerous beautiful trees, which enhance the desirability of Piscataway and the community which it lives in. And whereas tree planting and maintenance of the program is essential to improving the quality of life in our community, I therefore, as mayor of the town, recognize April 29th, 2022 as Arbor Day. And as an aside note, one of the big problems that not just here in Piscataway, but across the state, we're having with the ash trees, with the ash borer, ash with the disease and from the beetle that's really killing all those street trees that are out there. And we've had to go in and unfortunately cut down a lot of the street trees in a lot of the neighborhoods, but we have replanted new trees back in that. And we'll be applying for a new federal grant through the Department of Forestry. Evidently, they came out with some grant applications to apply for that just recently. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Item number 22, announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Cahill?
No, none at this time. Thank you, Council President.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes, thank you, President. I just wanted to lift up the Getting Healthier One Step at a Time Walking and Jogging Piscataway Pacers Walking Club. I decided to sign up, and opening day is May 2nd. So I encourage those in the township who'd like to join me and the rest of their neighbors to come out and join up. You do have to sign up in order to be there and in order to get your name in the program.
Oh, Mayor, I think you're going to have two council people on the mayor's health and wellness campaign now. Keeping it real.
Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you, President. Just to remind everyone that this Saturday is the Shred and Forget It events at the Little League Fields on Sydney Road. It's going to be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12. Get there early. I know I use it. But those trucks fill up really quickly. So please get there early. Thank you.
Councilman Shaw. I'm sorry. Rouse?
No.
Councilman Shaw?
Oh, thank
Mayor Waller?
Yeah, I'll reserve my time for later.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Councilor Attorney Oz?
No comments, thank you.
And I have no comments either. Item number three, agenda session for May 2nd, 2023, ordinance on a second reading providing for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West, and this will be open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Number 24, open to the public, remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. And when it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. And know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have made, if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik from 29 Redwood Road again. First of all, I definitely bring a lot of complaints, but one good thing about Piscataway is I'll give credit to Mr. Mayor and Council for creating really green and aesthetic looking trees. When you drive around the township, it looks really nice and it's pleasant to eyes. And it does bring joy to the body when you're driving around in the town. With that said, there are a few things that I would like to add. In the budget nowadays, to me, numbers don't make any difference because they just pulled out of thin air. I would like to add line items in budget that gives items as tax revenue as disincentives and tax revenue as incentives. I would also like to add a line item of human capital, which is in hours, which is calculated based on the age between 25 to 50 who are residents of this town, and the skills capital, which is between, again, between the age 50 to 75. So we know exactly whether the skills are getting appreciated or depreciated with age dependency ratio in this town going up and down and across the many parts of the US. The second part I would like to add is, I'd just like to add a bit concern because lately what I'm seeing is the government salaries are just outpacing the private salaries or even corporate, or they are matching. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing because I'm a bit old school. And the way I understood this is public service or public salaries were lower because they were getting lifetime pensions. What we are seeing is right now people are making $150,000, $200,000 based on taxpayers who themselves, their salaries are lower than what they see in private entities. And then again, they are saddled with debt on their tail end where they don't even have their pensions to pay their bills. So I don't know how the system works, but somebody has to look into this and then find a way that maybe if you're trying to create some equitable society, maybe balancing the numbers out or don't call this as a public entity. You're running a private agency, just like corporations, and then separate it out because it's just the lines between, and I read in Atlantic also, the line between corporations and government is erasing at a very rapid pace where people are very confused into understanding what is incentive and what is disincentive because taxation is now used in both contexts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. You have to unmute yourself. I'm allowing you that ability. Okay, I'm going to go to the next person. They just lowered their hand. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradivilla at 1247 Brookside Road again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, good evening once again. I just wanted to say that I really appreciated Mayor Waller's comments about Arbor Day. I think trees are really, really important and a critical part of the environment for our community here in Piscataway. And that's why I'm so disappointed that the township granted a permit to folks on South Washington to clear cut a large area of natural forested trees that have been there for a very long time from what I could estimate. And it was actually sickening to watch the clearing of that beautiful, unspoiled land. And I also had a question about where on the agenda it says that the mayor can reserve his time and have comments after the public comment is closed. Thank you.
Oh, I'll respond to the council president rule makes all decisions in regard to when and if the agenda can be modified or when members of the council or mayor can speak. It doesn't have to be on the agenda.
Thank you, Raj.
Council president, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, good evening. This is Ezra Malitsky, Executive Director of Yeshiva Shari Tzion, 71 Ethel Road West. We are a non-public school located on the block where they're posting this ordinance. The entire block is commercial warehousing. We are the only school that's located. There's no residential area. And I don't believe there's really a need for a sidewalk. I could count on, I think, one hand how many pedestrians we see walking down the street and even on a weekly basis. Additionally, the street is very, very wide, which allows, for sure has the capacity to allow two lanes. Currently, there's only one lane with ample room for parking as well as any pedestrians that would need to safely walk on the side of the street adjacent to the curb, still leaving I would say a minimum of 5 to 10 feet before any cars passing by. And I think to put a expense onto the occupants that own the properties, be it our school or all other warehouses with very low pedestrian traffic and almost no need, and with the allow availability for pedestrians to walk safely, we feel that there's not a need for this ordinance at the owner's expense. And we'd like to, just mention that. Additionally, I'd like to just thank the council and the township for housing our school and for all your assistance. Thank you.
If I may, Council President, but that is our this year's 2023 local aid program with the DOT, where we're going to fully reconstruct Ethel Road West from Stelton Road to Sutton's Lane. That will be getting reconstruction, whatever curbing that needs to be fixed out, a full depth reconstruction of the roadway, and then we'll eventually get sidewalks out there. There's also, as faded out, bike lanes out there, and those will be restriped for bike lanes to connect up to the county bike lane system on Stelton Road. This has been in the plans for God knows how long, and it's going to happen. It has to happen because a lot of people are jogging out on the road now out there, and between the university folks and then also the folks that live in the immediate area are using it out there. It needs to be safely done.
Yeah. Council President, if I just may add a comment to that, is that for years, I don't know the years, Mayor, but from the time when, former councilwoman for Nicola, really former commissioner. Now, then she was a freeholder. She was at the forefront of pushing for sidewalks and bike lanes in this town. So this is before I moved here. So I'm here 23 years in June that she was advocating for this. And I can understand why if somebody's on that street and the gentleman with the school is on that shoe, why they might say that. But right at the base there is all the residential housing there. And yes, the people do walk there, but people walk in every part. We see over on Centennial, right? We used to think, geez, people would say, why do you need a multi-use path, there or a sidewalk? You put it there and people are walking. And it's not just the residents. This is not just necessarily about the residents walking. People on their lunch break who are in buildings walk. And that is part of what makes our town good is we're trying to do right by the resident, but also we want people to have their employees work here. We make it a space where they can walk, So that's what we're about. And I'm glad to hear you mentioned the bike lanes because I was just about to ask you about that.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
I'm going to close the remote attendees. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary.
Well, that's it, Demios. I wish to reclaim the rest of the time I have. I hope you give me more. 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. Mayor, when it comes to the automobile driving, a lot has to do with the township. Every major intersection is full of potholes. Manholes, every manhole in the township is a pothole. I was over here on Stelton Avenue and I saw a water valve in the middle of the street. I pulled over, good thing I didn't hit it, and I put it back in the hole. There's a lot of issues you're neglecting. As far as the trees are concerned, you're not doing your thing. You're thinking about, hey, you planting trees, you saving trees. You're not. You got to take care of the trees that are there now. I talked about it last time when you planted the trees on Curtis Ave. I cleaned them. I took care of them. That's the ones that are still in good shape. Go down further, they're lousy. You need your maintenance. This is ordinance situation that you are neglecting.
Anyone else wish to speak?
Good evening. Hello. Curtis Grubbs, 1750 West 3rd. Long time. Got one short one, one long one. Just need to ask the mayor, when is Hazelwood getting done? My main reason for getting here is I think it's almost 3 weeks tomorrow. I think that was the warmest day. We had another shooting over on South 2nd Street. 4, 5 shootings, 2, 3 deaths in 5 years. I think the American contested that. This is a problem that's been going on and on, and it seems like it's not getting solved. You asked us to help you, we help you. You get the cameras. I'm asking, are the cameras on? I asked my illustrious councilman about them. He believes they're wrong. The last shooting we just had, we had 20 cops knocking on doors. We don't mind that, but we have 5 cameras on 5 corners. What's happening? We catch nobody, we're arresting nobody, people are getting shot that has nothing to do with the problem. Now, if we can't solve this, maybe we need to do like Patterson, get the state to handle this. This is more than 5 years, Mayor. You know that, Frank, you know this. More than 5 years. Something's got to get done. If you can't get it done, please tell me. I will get it done.
If I may, Council President, as far as the cameras go, unfortunately, we had the cameras installed well over a year ago, and we just finally got the sign off now from Verizon and PSE&G. It is taken through the legal department, not on our end, their end, to get the authority to do that, to power them up. We did have an electrician out there last week wiring it up. We're hoping to have everything operational out there. Unfortunately, this is just the rules of the road with PSE&G and their Verizon and their legal department. We're not the only town that goes through this. He's absolutely right. And we just authorized that we're going to be installing more cameras in the several parks throughout the town. And we're going to unfortunately go through the same process again. It just takes a while. And the gentleman's correct about thing. The problem is there's 2 houses out there that are causing all the problems. you know, obviously nobody wants to talk about what's going on in those houses and things like that when the police come in question. Any shooting is not a good shooting. I don't care whether it was indoors or outdoors. It's unacceptable for obvious reasons, but hopefully when we get some more of the security systems up and running, we'll have better leads, and if that'll be hopefully a deterrence in the future.
If I may, Mr. Ayers, so this really, as Mr. Grubbs mentioned, it was started with these two homes. So it's been
going on for actually more than 5 years, about 10 years.
With those two specific locations.
Mm. Okay, before I adjourn, do I have any other comments?
Thank you, Council President.
Well, sorry, I got to close the public forum first.
Thank you. Very quickly, I just want to speak about the budget. I want to thank the council members for working on the budget. I want to thank our finance officer, Daniel, and his good first person there, Van, for helping out with the budget, and our auditor, Andy, out there, and all the suggestions from the residents throughout the year on the budget. This is now the sixth year in a row where the tax rate is going down. I don't know any other town in this area where it's been gone down 6 years in a row. I'd rather be living in a community where the rate's going down, because that is the actual comparison from town to town. What you can do is the overall tax rate. As a matter of fact, I believe the tax rate for the school district's going down this year, as well as three of the four fire districts. Matter of fact, all four of them should have went down, but that's a whole nother issue. But this is a good sign. Our commercial base has increased slightly, which means the residents are paying a little bit less in the overall taxes. We're able to provide a lot of reconstruction with a lot of streets this year towards that, fixing a lot of our parks. Also providing the services. This is the taxes and also the revenue that pays the police officers, that pays the public works, that pays the teachers in town, and all the other essential services and social services that we provide within our community to make it an outstanding community. So I want to thank all the folks out there who helped this year on the budget, and we'll try to keep emulating to keep moving forward with the rate on that for 2024, hopefully. And as a side note, one of the callers was complaining about the trees on South Washington Avenue that came down. That individual owner has a permit legally signed off by the DEP in order to do that. I just want to say that caller is also one of the ones that was promoting high density housing out there as a current lawsuit. So you got to take it for what it's worth. Leave that. And then we just, as Dennis said, remind everything about the shredding event. And then there's going to be a couple of cleanups this Saturday around town in some of our parks.
Thank you, Mayor. And I just want to comment about Little League opening day this past Saturday with T-ball and Little League. We have over 300 people, youth playing in youth baseball this year, which is a really good turnout. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.